What's up, boys?
Hey, Nico.
What's up, Connor?
How you doing, dude?
I'm great. We're recording a little extra teaser episode because we have a live show coming up. Connor, when's our live show?
So our live show is going to be on Friday, December 20th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern
Standard Time. At Club Cumming in the East Village.
Right next to Tompkins Square Park, where somebody was cannibalized in the 1800s.
And probably yesterday and today and tomorrow. We love that park. But yeah, we've got it's a great live show. We love doing our live shows. It's our third anniversary show. Anniversary.
My God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
3 years ago, we didn't even have the podcast yet.
So that's
actually... It all started with the live show. So if you want to, someday, here's what's going to happen. Connor and I are a genius creative team, if I might say so myself. I think we are going to put out some amazing things. And one day you'll think, you know, I wish I went back and was actually able to be there for when it all started. And, you know, none of us can go back to the first ever show. If you're at the first ever show, you can be part of that. But
I do feel like I'm breathing loud. I feel like I keep hearing myself breathing.
But you can be somebody who was at the third anniversary live show, and you'll say, I knew them when. So come out to that. We're both going to be doing longer sets to try out some new material and stuff. And
yeah.
Our sweet friend Kate Sisk, who's so freaking funny, will be there joining us. They were on our first ever show at Club Cumming 3 years ago, so we wanted to bring somebody back from the first ever show.
Survivor Winners at War,
at War. And so each of us will be doing 20 minutes or so. It'll be great.
We'd love to see you. Bring some people who enjoy comedy, know how to laugh.
Yeah, we always have great people at the shows. We always have lots of hot girls at the shows. We always have lots of hot trans people at the shows. Sometimes we have men also.
Sometimes we have... Okay, guys, they don't understand me.
So if you want to be a gay guy who understands us, come to the show. I told you about when I was in... I'll tell you offline, actually. Sorry, teaser. Anyway, is there anything else to think about? Like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe. I think that's all.
Yeah, check it out.
Tickets are $10. It's not a drink minimum. And in fact, if you do get a martini in the middle of the show, I will kill you. I will kill you.
Yeah, if you're going to get a shakeable drink, let's do that in between
that
sets.
That bartender is looking for a reason to interrupt my set. He's desperate. He's searching for a reason to.
Yeah, so don't order a martini during Connor's set.
I don't even know anything about martinis except for that they are. It is
loud.
Not to interrupt a man who has been sober for 8 years and 7 months but could go back at any day.
Yeah.
To interrupt him with your need for a martini. I couldn't even tell you what a martini is insane.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
I would say the only thing you should not get other than a martini is anything in the blender. I don't even think they have one.
They have. Could you imagine?
Yeah, get a glass of wine or something easy. But yes, like Connor said, a lot of shows in New York City, you know, they got 2 drink minimums, you know, whatever. This show is $10, $15 day of, $10 if you buy in advance, and guaranteed seat. Every seat in the house is a good seat. You know,
there's standing room. Guaranteed seat. We didn't even need to say that, and it's like, okay, you're out of your
way.
Okay,
let
me
bring it back. Actually, that is a lie. It will not have a guaranteed seat, but
no, but there usually are seats. They're just like weird stools.
What I meant to say is there's not a bad seat in the house. Okay, it's a pretty intimate venue. In a
we're gonna bring you an Apple box to stand on if you're in the back.
Yeah. But anyway, tickets are linked in the episode, and they're on our Instagram and on our link tree, boysclub.com. That's not a website. Boys Club Comedy Instagram. Whoa.
Bro, that was hot. Don't clip that out now out there and add it to your spank bank, fellas. You fucking losers.
If anybody... I'm sure somebody somewhere gets off to burping.
People get off to everything.
That's what I'm, it's like that rule 33 or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's like, what's that? That you're always going to be sexy to someone? It just might not be who you want.
Well, that's a different rule, but I think that's true too. I know rule 33 is like if you can conceive of it, there's a porn made of it.
Wait. My version of that is that if you can conceive of something horrible, there's a universe where it is going to happen to you. That like there's parallel universes where as soon as... Okay, so like...
Where you're like eaten by a tiger.
Yes, quantum physics is that the moment that something is conceptualized, it has to happen in another thing. So like every bad thing under the sun is going to happen to my dad because I've thought of every bad thing.
Wait, so quantum physics says that as soon as you conceptualize...
Yes,
that exists somewhere else. But it exists in your thoughts, so maybe it's not like a physical place, but more so
maybe
like
quantum physics says that every time there's a possibility, but isn't any possibility like you left a minute earlier and got hit by the G train? Like
I think what quantum physics says that at every decision point there are a splitting of possibilities, so there's like infinite possibilities of something
have to live out?
I mean, if there's a multiverse, then possibly, yes.
Oh, cards on the table. No, I'm not. That's The Prophecy by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has a song about
The Prophecy.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. Okay. Listen, she's going to pop her way into at least every episode.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, well, guys. Come to our show February 20th, 8 p.m. Club coming, New York City. Cheers. We'll be there. Kate Sisk will be there. It's going to be awesome. Love you guys.
Bye. It's my 8-year sober anniversary and 8 months. It's my 8-year, 8-month sober anniversary.
And our 3-year anniversary show.
And I, oh, and my 3-year anniversary show of this with you. You are
my 3-year anniversary show with you. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. We'll see if there's
3 years of not paying people on time and getting the check too late and like not knowing how to and losing multiple checks.
Yes, and losing money. Anyway, we love you guys. All right. Bye. Bye.